walking the streets of Graz, which is in Austria, dodging the trams, the cyclists, a lot of cycle paths around, which is nice to see, the scooters, and the sporadic traffic. It's by no means a busy city on a Sunday. In fact, this morning I wandered around these very streets and there was very little in the form of signs of human habitation. I'm right next to the river, which you may see rushing beside me, and a very prettily projected gallery, which is called The Friendly Alien by some people. It looks like this weird blob has just kind of landed and smiles across the landscape. Nice architecture. I'm heading to the mysterious mountain, which I know has a proper name. It has lots of names. I keep getting told to go to different places and it always seems to be the same place. It's where the Elevate Festival is being held. Wow, some serious rapids down there. You could definitely have fun in a kayak, canoe, or an Avon inflatable of some sort. River cuts right through the city. I'm living on one side and the festival is on the other. Fascinating stuff so far. Talking about society, civilization, technology, music. I've, you know, dipped into the music, but that's not what I'm here for. I'm here to partake in some of the conversations, although that's not what I've been kind of hired to do in a social media level. My participation is on a speaking front. Tonight I've offered to help out, looking after some of the social channels. They've got more hashtags at this conference than any conference I've ever been to in my life. And I mocked them initially. I was like, there's hardly anybody using the main hashtag on Twitter. Why have you got like one hashtag for every event, every conversation that's going on? And they said, because the hashtags are in fact multi-platform and exist in diaspora and status.net and everywhere. And they're all being pulled into the website. So the separate conversations are being filtered and channeled into various places. I thought, well, that's brilliant. I was just looking on Twitter and noticed that there were a few tweets going out, but now I'm searching different hashtags, I'm seeing different conversations flying around all over the place, which will then be aggregated along with the live stream on elevate.at. They definitely believe more people can be using the tags, but it's the first year they've ever really done this to this extent. They've been doing live streaming for a few years, but this is the first time they've wanted to harness the online conversation. It's also the first trip I've gone on that I've not taken a camera, a normal camera search. You know, I've gone from not carrying my epically heavy pro Nikon D3 to taking a compact like the Panasonic Lumix Range or the Fuji X100 that I've been using recently. And Vodafone lent me one of the iPhone 4S's to use this week, so I thought, perfect place to try it out. I'm on it, talking on it now actually, and I'll take it to Graz in Austria, and that's what I've been using to take pictures with. Have I missed my real proper camera? I guess I have in a way, but not work wise, more for personal snappage wise. It's nice knowing that all the photos that I am taking are ready for the web, sat on my phone should I want to upload them at any time. And it's really nice travelling light. I've got this small satchel, which was my hand luggage, my clothing for 4 days, and all the tech and paraphernalia. And I've got my Kindle with me, my iPad with me, my MacBook Air with me, two phones, all the cables and leads which are associated, my clothing, wash kit, and it's a little shoulder satchel. That's incredibly liberating if you want to move around a city like this, which involves, as you can tell by my out of breath voice, a lot of walking. Crossing the tram lines, always look left and right because they're not as noisy as normal transport sometimes. And heading into the mountain, a tunnel vanishing. That's a fountain, not me relieving myself. Beautiful, beautiful, yet historically dark place, heavily connected with the war, and yeah, I imagine that these caverns, these caves, and these tunnels could tell a story or two from the past. Right now, though, I'm glad that they're telling stories of the present and the future, of technology, of music, of society and sociology. Elevate, it's on next year. This year is Elevate the 21st Century. Next year, I'm really looking forward to. I'm penned down for even more of a role, and it's not just because it's called Elevate 2012, Elevate the Apocalypse.